We are live.
I feel like we should have a table in front of us so they can see what we have.
Yeah, but we're gonna do that when we have the living room, remember?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You ready now?
Or I'm trying.
Natural leaf. No, it's one word. They share the L at the end. What is this one?
This is YouTube.
They won't let you turn the thing sideways.
Don't think so.
That's messed up,
So let's just try
guys.
this. All right, finally. Finally, finally, finally. So now everybody who's under Mythkicker is following it. Hopefully someone might actually see what we're doing here.
Okay.
No one is probably going to see us here. And if we would have went to the YouTube, because I know when I play games and stuff, you have people coming in and out of your room.
Oh.
But we'll figure this out a little later. So this is a review on Natural Leaf. One word. I think I have it wrong on this one. But it's Blue Dream from Natural Leaf. And if no one's in here, they're still spreading the word that we're live. So that's cool.
Spreading the word
No matter how.
like
Right.
oh, they're live.
I wish
Them?
I, yeah, I wish everybody could smell it. That would be kind of cool.
It smells fantastic. And on top of that, like that bag smells like candy and pixie sticks and blueberries.
Yeah.
And this, once you grind it up, it just like opens it all up.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's so much going on with the smells. Like, I don't even know where to begin on that. God, this one. This, okay, before you open it up, when you open it up, it's got more of the weedy kind of dank smell going on with the blueberry. And but this just smells like candy. Like you're just in a candy store. Yeah, or some kind of like candy lotion or something.
That's odd.
It does.
Candy lotion.
Yeah, like Bath and Body Works, all those. I almost
So,
said flavors of lotion.
right. So are we about to light it now, finally?
Yeah. I've been trying to light this for like the past 10 minutes.
Right. I've been saying no. Well, here we go. I could taste it before the flame hit it, and I could taste the niceness. Right off the bat. Different than trim.
Yeah,
Living.
so the last place that we went, which was Ganymede's, and I'm not, we aren't here to bash anyone.
Oh, yeah, we
Like, I'm
are.
not trying to just start shit and rumors and stuff. I'm just gonna tell you my experience. We went to Ganymede's, and of course we're in Colorado Springs. So we went to Ganymede's, and it was in this old house, which is cool and fine. Lots of waiting space. There was one person working in there, which I thought was kind of scary for that person. Because, like, I don't know, just one person was working there, okay? One person. So we had to wait. So we get in there. They've got like a medium sized selection. Nothing like I've seen bigger, I've seen smaller. So, but we go in there because we wanted to buy their shake because they had a $49 ounce special. It's a coupon. It's in
these Canameds.
Yeah, these Canameds books. And
pretty nice.
Yeah, and they have coupons in the back and stuff. And then they also tell you first time buyer perks and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So we go in there to buy some shake, and we get it, and they all come in all these little containers. So it was an ounce of these little containers, and we got Gorilla Glue and Blue Dream, half an ounce of each. And we had like 20 of these containers, about maybe 18 or so. I don't know. But it was a lot. And it was just because she said they ran out of these, which is fine. But it was not shake at all. Shake is supposed to be like whenever they have the big jug of buds and whatever's at the bottom, like the little kernels and things that fall at the bottom. That's supposed to be shake. That's what they sell. This was not shake. This was trim. This was like, I have plants and I've trimmed off the sugar leaves, and like it was like whole huge leaves, like just not dusted very well with trichomes, which, you know, that's what shake and trim is. But I didn't expect trim. I went there for shake, so got that. A little bit disappointed. It wasn't very good.
I gotta tell ya,
that tastes good.
All I've been doing is coughing.
Yeah.
I can't take it.
Get yourself together.
Yeah.
It can be on you now.
Okay, yeah. Huh. Yeah, we got, once again, two videos going. Trying out Blue Dream. Naturally.
We've also got pre-98 Bubba Kush. I love Bubba Kush. I'm so excited about this. I haven't had it in a while. I was really glad when the guy had it there. It smells delicious. As well.
Just coughing and coughing.
Ooh. Oh man, this one smells like food.
Like if Bubba Kush.
Smell that. It really smells like somebody's kitchen.
It does?
Yeah, it's odd. Good, but odd.
I feel like they could just be going with spices at this point. And we would just be like, I'm good with that. It's like, did you try that new oregano weed? Yeah.
Do you remember
pretty hot?
You remember that weed they had called Sage over at the Healing Canada?
Yeah, it smelled like sage.
I was scared to try it because
it said sage.
It said sage, right? Mm-hmm. So I thought like it was gonna be weak.
Would you try like a crispy onion or?
Yeah.
That'd be gross. That'd be crispy onion.
But it wasn't like the sage was fine. It was fine. It just smelled like sage. It's just different.
Yeah. Once again, whoop. Blue Dream natural leaf.
I'll show you the buds.
Yeah,
so they've got some nice looking buds here.
Yeah,
I mean they're not huge, but that doesn't mean big doesn't mean better. Yes, this one's so good. It's kind of dark, huh? I don't know if you can see that really well. You guys. It's hard to get it like in the middle. But yeah, I guess the camera's kind of shitty. I don't know if it's... So anyway, I tried. It smells so good. I can't stop smelling it.
Right.
And the people, there were two guys in Natural Leaf. They were really nice, answered all my questions. I felt comfortable in there. You can go in a dispensary and totally not feel comfortable.
Yeah. We've had some rude places. What's a place? SoCo. Southern Colorado.
SoCo.
Yeah, I didn't like them.
I only remember the symbol, the Settle and then Co. I don't remember exactly what it was called, but yeah. Yeah, the guy in there, the bud tender, kind of like made a smart ass comment that I think was unnecessary.
Yeah.
Kind of off-putting when you first get here.
And no reason to make.
Right, you're selling weed. Why would you have an attitude? There's like no reason. Where's the
lighter?
Yeah,
right here. Remember, they said you searching.
It wasn't in my hand, though. He said, you know, what are you? You're too high if you're searching for your lighter and it's in your hand?
Yeah.
Which I've done before many times.
Yeah. Everybody's at church.
They're not watching atheists smoke weed.
I'm surprised we have the two people we do have.
They did exactly the opposite of watching atheists smoke weed.
Right. Well, believe it or not, me and my wife used to be extreme Christians. Evangelical Christians. So
we're going to homeschool our kids.
We did homeschool our kids. Yeah, so, I mean, we almost became missionaries.
We only homeschooled them for 2 months until we kind of came to our senses on that one.
Right.
Yeah. Are these comments?
No.
I don't know what that was.
But.
Are there people on here?
We got two viewers over here,
Are any of you guys smoking, and what are you smoking? And where are you from?
Yeah, if you could chat.
If you care to answer.
Well, yeah, like I said, we have two screens going. This is... We know who this is. We don't know who we are. Yeah.
We came from Alabama and Missouri. Where you can't, you know, where it's illegal, so. And you're just able to get brick weed, you know.
I did that. Right.
So, yeah, where you were just able to get brick weed. And then if you were lucky, somebody had some OG, like, that's all they ever called into Missouri, is if you had, like, some good stuff that somebody got from out of state or, like, some full buds, they would be like, it's OG.
Right. I do have to say what I was saying is, to review this weed already, I have forgotten what I have said a couple of times. So, yeah, like I was saying, we were evangelical Christians, and was in the choir, and I was on the praise team, and we had 200 something people in the choir, and I used to get high before every message. And it was really nice because I guess it makes you more susceptible to... It's a lie. I don't know.
And it's more fun.
And it is fun singing. I do have to say that the most atheistic thing that someone said to me was the choir director, and I think I've told you this many a time, that that warm, fuzzy feeling that you get, you can also have from a dog peeing on your leg. I thought that was pretty funny. You have to make sure that you're feeling the right thing.
I'm not going to say that. Nothing. I'm not going to say the choir director's name, but do you think that... Do you think that he questioned his faith?
I think.
And he was working a job because he had been there for so long. I mean, why would you step away from that? Or do you think he, you know, really felt?
Yeah. I think what happened was he has been at that job for like 25, 30 years, and I don't know. He had things to say sometimes, and. Yeah, he had things, and I think this one's ended over there. He just had certain atheistic things that he would say from time to time. Not even atheistic, just things that he would say that would make you question. Yeah, like, where is he coming from on that?
So what do you think? Yeah, what do you think?
I think he was a Christian, but I think he was a wiser, older man, and he knew not to believe in certain fairy tales anymore.
Okay.
Say like Thomas Jefferson and taking all the supernatural out of the Bible.
He narrowed it down kind of to what he's comfortable with.
Right, right. But what was funny was when we were going to get out, was we actually thought Judaism was the right way because I guess it came first and the Christians kind of stole that.
And then warped it.
Yeah. And we almost became a Jewish sect for a while, which I'm glad. Yeah,
a very short-lived.
Yeah.
But it goes hardcore Christian, Christian, questioning Christian, doubting Christian, Jew, atheist. You're actually Jewish, agnostic, atheist.
Which makes you wonder why God would need a chosen people in the first place.
Right, why wouldn't all the people be chosen?
There you go.
So we smoked this thing one day.
Oh, yeah. If you go under Myth Kicker Mike, then you will see a video of us smoking this. And this was... Gotta show both screens.
Oh, is it still on?
Yeah, it's still going.
They're not getting any view at all up there either.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're trying to. We have a little camera over here on this side, which is over here. And then we have only, yeah. And then we have Google Plus Hangouts is going on with YouTube in the back. So.
If I show this camera that camera, will it like?
I don't know what's gonna happen.
Into the,
so we'll see what happens if we show both cameras to each other. And I can't line you guys up properly.
Go hard.
There we go. I am bad at this.
Oh, it does. It's inside of itself.
That's gonna make everybody have motion sickness.
What is it showing? Okay, there. Like tilt it like.
All right, we get it.
How hard is that?
Sorry if you guys are throwing up on that. Oh no, I ended that video. Oh well. I'm not setting that back up. That took extremely too long.
It did. I would just sat here with the bong in my hand, and we kept saying, "No, not yet."
We waited so long to smoke, and then when we did, it was fucking harsh. The only thing I do have to say, it is pretty harsh.
It's a little rough.
I don't know if it's in this little pipe. Is it harsh in there?
It's okay. I mean, not really. I'm not coughing as much as you. You know, you'll catch it wrong.
Once again, everybody, the two people that are in here, it's Blue Dream.
Show them the back of it so you can see the lights.
Oh, yeah. How about that's a good idea? It's, yeah, there we go. It's all right. It's, I'm not a Blue Dream fan, but it is better than the other stuff. We had some shake. That they called shake.
Yeah.
But it was $49.
Yeah.
But we had to smoke about $49 worth.
Oh my goodness. So we've got this big roller here. And we've got the small zigzag roller. And we were just back to back to back, like chain smoking these and not even getting anywhere near where we needed to be.
Right. Lighter?
Yeah.
Awesome. So, I have a little pipe. And you also were smoking out of this.
Thought it was falling.
Big old saxabong.
This is saxabong?
It's so big it won't even get in the shot. I have to. There you go.
And this is mushroom tip. They all have names.
All right.
Fine. Now this business is playing back.
Right. So many things.
So, I love Colorado. I think it's the best state ever. I haven't been to Washington. So, or Oregon.
So Oregon.
Oregon.
There's only,
yeah, I can't say anything about those.
Yeah. I think I went somewhere when I was little. One of those. We did the...
Wherever Yellowstone is?
Been to Yellowstone.
The Jellystone?
I want to go back. We need to go back. That's what we need to do.
Is it like 22 hours from here?
I think it's like less than that, honestly. Okay. I think it's like 12.
Okay. Oh, that's good. That's
or even 9.
You know what? I feel like I don't want to drive a lot anymore.
Does anyone know how far it is from Colorado to Yellowstone National Park? Nope.
Because it's like when we moved from, okay, so we moved from Missouri to Alabama. That was a 14-hour drive with a whole bunch of shit in tow and kids. And then when we moved from Alabama, because that was a terrible mistake, when we moved from Alabama to here, we went back through Missouri because my family lives in Missouri. I'm from Missouri. So we did another 14-hour drive. And then from Missouri, drove over here, and that was 9 hours. And then we've been visiting. I don't know. I feel like I don't want to drive any more hours.
Yeah. So many.
All right. This Blue Dream is really good.
It's pretty good.
I feel good. It's good.
You only had to smoke a little bit of it.
Everything's good. But I'm still on my first bowl. Mm-hmm. And I would not have been this high had I even smoked 3 of those long ones.
Yeah.
This is so good. This is smoking. That's smoking.
Is it?
Yeah. It's just good.
It doesn't want to go out.
You smoked that whole thing.
You got it rough.
Killer.
Killer. All right, everybody. It was great. We're going to leave you.